This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We're doing a quick mic check. Check, baby. 1, 2, 3. Booger check. Keep going. All right. I don't hear traffic.
Advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're trying to Facebook Live or live stream this. I'm not really sure how to do it. All I know is I had to put a crap load of makeup on and clean my teeth. And I still think I got boogers in my nose. So I really don't know how this is going to work out. But we're going to try to do the first segment live on air. If that's what the boss wants, that's what the boss gets. We got a lot of stories to get to, but I think it's going to be easier if we just handle one of the emails. So we have Araya from San Diego who wrote this a couple days ago. My son wants to go into medicine, but he doesn't like to talk to people. Okay. He prefers doing over talking, but he's hesitant on going into surgery due to the long hours. What other options should he consider? Man, my microphone's dirty. Hold the phone. My microphone's dirty. You can't have a dirty microphone. Okay, first of all, Araya, thank you for your email. Anybody that wants to email us could email us at drdahlia.com. Your son doesn't want to talk. He wants to do. He's more of a doer than a talker. I got a little problem with that. I don't think he's going to do well in medicine. You got to talk, and I'll tell you why. And I know a lot of people are like, a little less talk and a lot more action. You'll get a lot of action in medical school, but here's the thing, okay? Let me go back. Okay, I talk a lot about when I was a medical student because people don't think I went to medical school and they don't think I graduated with a degree, and I did. I mean, it was by the seat of my pants. You know, boy, it was by the seat of my pants, but I did. I got my MD. And when I was a medical student, I kind of liken it to a piece of meat. Okay, how many of you guys are into, like, red meat? We've talked about red meat on the show, right? I love red meat. Succulent, juicy. You could just take your teeth and just bite into it, and you see the searing and the steam coming off the juices. And, you know, I got my Outback Steakhouse knife, you know, bread. Well, usually it has like a little bit of that bread and butter on it because Outback Steakhouse doesn't give you an extra knife for the bread and butter. I really don't understand that, but they should. But anyway, so I got my knife and I sliced into it. And you see the juices and the little bit of bleeding, the little bit of blood and the pink. And I just want to take my teeth and just tear into that sucker. Well, as a medical student, that's how I was. And that's how you have to be. If you're a medical student, you need to want to sink your teeth in and just tear it up. Just rah, right? That meat. Got to get to the meat. Now, we can't approach every single patient like they're a piece of meat. Not supposed to do that. Okay? But we need to get in there. We need to dissect the hell out of that person. We need to get under that skin and get into their heart and get into their lungs and just squeeze and get our teeth and bite. But you can't do that because there's not enough anesthesia. And the average person, when they walk into a doctor's office, they just kind of want to sit there and talk. So our scalpel is our words. Now, I know that sounds underwhelming, and it kind of sounds a little vegan to everybody, but listen, okay, hear this out, all right? In order for me to know what the hell is going on with you, all right, whether I'm a surgeon, whether I'm an obstetrician, whether I'm a neurologist, I need to dig deep, and I have got to dig, like, with my teeth, deep, deep, deep. In order to do that, I got to basically cut with my words, and I gotta figure out what the hell is going on. You may not even know what's going on. You may say, no, I got asthma. It's just asthma. And I gotta take a look at that asthma, and I gotta tear it up. Like, is it really asthma? Why, you know, are you really wheezing? No, I'm short of breath. Well, if you're short of breath, that may not be asthma. We had a patient like that we've talked about where it was actually a tumor in the heart. Somebody diagnosed her with asthma, and it was never asthma. And so, you know, when I hear a student wants to, you know, do a little less talk and a lot more action, no, that's not why you go into medicine. Because everything you do is action. Everything you do is just just with your teeth and biting in. And so, you know, if you don't like the long hours of surgery, you're going to have long hours as a family doc. You're going to have long hours as a pediatrician. As any pediatrician out there, the hours are long hours, right? Somebody has a fever, somebody threw up, somebody's poop doesn't smell right. So don't go into pediatrics if you don't want long hours. Don't go into family medicine if you don't want long hours. Don't go into internal medicine if you don't want long hours. Don't go into OB-GYN. If you want to be a doctor, Naraya or Aria, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. You know, have your son talk to me. And I don't know how old he is, and I appreciate you, you know, getting my advice. But, you know, I need to kind of do a litmus test on this kid, and because he is not going to like medicine. It is long hours. Long hours. And again, you know, for those of you that have doctors, and, you know, the doctors, you know, don't sit and talk with you, get a new doctor. I understand that we medical providers have a lot of issues with HMOs and with Obamacare and with, you know, having to pack as many patients in as possible because, you know, you can't pay the bills. I get that. I've been there. All right. I mean, I remember working in the ER seeing 60 patients a shift. All right? And we're not talking about, you know, quick visits. We're talking about some major, major, you know, cases, and at least 60. So I get that. Okay. You know, we got to bust a move, and, you know, that's what we do. We bust some moves. But if you have seen your medical provider a few times and he hasn't really sat down and talked to you and try to get to the meat of what's going on with you, then that doctor isn't using a scalpel. That doctor's not really getting inside. Now, some of you guys don't want to open up to your doctor. I get that. I ask people all the time. You know, I go, you know, how's your sex life? Any issues with erections? You know, are you, you know, liking work? Are you not liking work? You know, are you, you know, eating meat? Should you be eating less meat? Remember, you eat less meat, there's more for me. Now, are you a vegan yet? Why aren't you a vegan? You know, are you drinking too much coffee? So, I mean, I get into your business. I know some of you guys don't want it. You're like, yeah, but the hell out, Dahlia. And by the way, it's Dr. Dahlia, please, okay? None of this first name stuff. Oh, hell to the no. But, you know, let us get, we can't do what we need to do if you don't let us in. Now, again, for those of you watching this stream live, I have an event to MC tonight, and Lord have mercy, I didn't realize I look like this, so I apologize. Now you know why in radio we don't have you guys to look at us. But for those of you that are going to still stay on, if I already haven't made many of you want to turn this off, boy, Lord have mercy, I need a makeup artist, I really do. Anyway, we're going to be talking about alcohol and how alcohol now has been found to reduce diabetes. We're going to talk about what's the latest going on with the Obamacare repeal and replace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Join me, George Nori, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Qualick, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
This show is that strong, right? Because the content sure isn't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-TOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you guys are very excited about this next study. Too excited, okay? I think we need to calm it down just a little bit. Where moderate drinking has been found to prevent diabetes. They've been talking about alcohol causing diabetes forever. Now they're saying it helps prevent. So, it's coming out of Europe. So Europe is really, really good with the alcohol. They really know how to make alcohol look good. Yeah, even all these studies on women being pregnant and drinking alcohol, they come out of Europe. Because the Europeans are like, you can do this. So, they did a study, it was a Danish survey, of 70,000 men and women, I think pretty evenly distributed, 37 and 34, whatever. Anyway, and they were observed for 5 years, and they asked them about their drinking habits. Now, of those 70,000 men and women, during the 5 years, 859 men went on to develop diabetes, and 887 women developed diabetes. So the researchers found that men who drank on average 2 drinks a day cut their diabetes risk by 43%. Women who had 9 drinks a week, not a day, but a week, had a 58% lower risk of diabetes. So for both men and women, they looked at conglomerately, or on average, I don't even know if conglomerately is I know it's a word, it's kind of a say conglomerately. They said if they looked at both men and women, drinking more than 1 glass of wine a day cut the risk of diabetes 25% to 30%. Now, as a medical physician, as a medical provider, I was like, wait a second. I was just telling everybody not to drink. What's going on here? Why you do? Don't do this now. Now, I got to go back and call every other patient and go, hey, you can drink. No. That is not what I'm supposed to do. The study author, John Tolstrup, from the University of Denmark, said our findings suggest that alcohol drinking frequency is associated with the risk of diabetes, and that consumption of alcohol over 3 to 4 weekdays is associated with the low risk of diabetes, even after taking average weekly alcohol consumption into account. Now, some of you are like, whoa, what about beer? Okay, I'm not a wine drinker. I get that. What about beer? I'm not a beer drinker either because it bloats me and it's a lot of calories. But for those of you that drink beer, for women, no health benefit with the beer. But for men, a daily beer lowered their diabetes risk by 21%. Okay, now this is where we're like, why? I don't know. You know, alcohol is empty calories. There's a lot of sugar. It doesn't provide a lot of nutritional benefit. And so, and for some people, it makes them hungry. And, and then when you add stuff to the spirits, you know, like rum and coke, gin and tonic with a splash of Sprite, amaretto sour with a splash of soda, Jack and Coke with a beer chaser. Okay, whatever you do, all right? Maraschino cherries are very sugary. The sugar's there. But maybe what's happening is people are drinking alcohol rather than eating more food. Maybe wine with dinner makes you eat less. I don't know. You know, I was in Europe, not for as long as I wanted to be, but for the 12 and a half days I was there, you know, and then, of course, the travel, I saw a lot of people after dinner order wine. Now, we did it because we wanted to save money, and we're not really, you know, drinkers. But I watched them. And I still saw dessert come on the table. But I was wondering, when you saw the people eat, especially in Italy, that have their big pasta meal, okay, which is sugar load, then they would sit back on their chair. They're skinny. The Europeans are skinnier than us Americans. And I could tell they were Europeans, too, because we didn't really like to go to the tourist places. We tried to go off the grid to where the, natives, the native Italians ate, right? The natives. And the locals. And so they would sit back, and they would have their wine. And they would sit, and they would talk, and they would have their wine. As opposed to us, where we eat and run. And so, you know, maybe we're looking at this diabetes all wrong. Maybe what it is it's not so much, you know, what you put in, it's how you're putting it in and the speed and frequency. You know, if you look at fast food, we've talked about this, some items of fast food are less caloric than some salads and vegetables you may eat. You know, if you really, really do the calorie for calorie, well, I had the salad, I had this dressing, we added a little bit of egg, a little bit, like a Cobb salad. A Cobb salad can be higher in calories than a small fast food meal. But you're not going to gain weight eating the Cobb salad like you would with fast food. Why? Maybe it's because you're eating it too fast. maybe gulping the food down and running causes your metabolism to slow. Hence, you will store up, the body thinks, because you're always on the run, that, you know, you're not going to have a very predictable next meal. But you eat slow, and then you relax, and you savor, and you let the body really, you know, take in what we're doing, you know, just, you know, really absorb what's going on. Maybe that's the trick to dieting. You know, they had a study years ago saying chew your food and try to do it at least 100 times. I can't chew a piece of meat 100 times. I want to swallow that sucker in the first bite. Well, what if you're trying to eat a piece of steak and you chew and you chew and you chew and you really milk every single bite? You'll eat less. Same thing with chocolate. The big mistake we do is we that chocolate bar down. But you're supposed to eat it slow. You're supposed to savor it. You know, I was in Hershey Park. Not the park wasn't open yet. But Hershey, Pennsylvania, you know, where the birthplace of Hershey chocolate is. And there was a factory there. And it's this place you could go in and you could do chocolate tasting and things like that. So they gave us a bunch of chocolate. And, of course, we started eating it and we just, you know, couldn't control ourselves. But we stopped so we could do the chocolate tasting aspect of it. And they told us to stop and look at the chocolate, crack the chocolate. You know, dark chocolate is crispier than milk, right? So it has more of a cracking sound. Then they said to take a very small piece, let it sit on your tongue, let it dissolve on your tongue. I know, I was going through withdrawals. This just, I mean, I was rough. I was like, give me my chocolate. But I let it sit there on the tongue. And the funny thing is by the time we were done with the chocolate tasting, and we only had a few pieces, I was done with chocolate. I felt satisfied with my chocolate eat. And it was interesting. And the only thing that happened was the slowness. Now, you know, alcohol, going back to alcohol, alcohol does dilate blood vessels. So maybe what could also be happening with alcohol is you get more circulation. You know, maybe that helps increase metabolism. And study authors and medical providers are saying, everybody hold the phone. Don't start, you know, drinking a bunch of alcohol. But we still haven't really explained to the degree that we need to why cholesterol goes down with alcohol consumption. My alcoholics, their livers were shot. Now, maybe that's why. Maybe they weren't making the cholesterol because their livers were shot. But my patients who would have their wine every night, they were slim. They didn't have cholesterol issues. And get this, they weren't diabetic. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, whoever's going to be diabetic is going to be diabetic, wine or not. True. You got diabetes in the family, that's what happens. But maybe they just don't eat as much. That's what we need to study. Do those that have their wine and do it correctly, I can't stand the taste of wine, so I don't drink wine, which is a problem. You know, I'd rather have a kamikaze, but that's just me. But so those who drink wine, maybe what happens is they have their wine, they sip their wine with dinner, so they could push their plate away. And then rather than getting dessert, they drink the wine. Now you just forwent your sugar calories. So we need to study this more. For those of you that want to read more about it, go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Facebook or Twitter page to check it out. But it's just fascinating. Very, very fascinating stuff. And we'll see. All right, guys, when we come back, it looks like we have our first Zika case in Texas, a local case. And we'll talk about the latest of what's going on with healthcare. 1-877-DrDahlia.
If there's is a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, this is why the majority of the country can't stand politics. Looks like the Senate rejected the quote-unquote skinny repeal of Obamacare. Three Republicans said no. McCain, Susan Collins of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They joined Democrats in voting no. Now, there's a lot of exhaustion, okay, but you have a lot of anger. A lot of anger at Collins, Murkowski, and Senator John McCain. But, you know, I'm just as angry at the Democrats, too. Okay, I'm angry at the whole entire thing. You know, when you become a Republican or a Democrat, okay, and I'm a registered independent, but when you become a Republican or a Democrat, it's because you align yourself with a lot of the ideals. But you're still a person. You're still a human being that can have your own opinions. And so it doesn't surprise me that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, as Republicans, or John McCain, have their own opinions. But the problem is the Democrats, whether they think Obamacare stinks or not, made a united front. And they decided to be a part of the village. And or the commune. And so, this is a game. This whole political arena is a game. And unfortunately, yours and my healthcare premiums, yours and my healthcare future, are the pieces or the pawns of this game. And it's very, very frustrating. So you finally have Rand Paul that came on board, a lot of the other Republicans, and said, okay, you know what, let's at least move forward. But you have others that go, no, 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 not unless we have a replacement in place. Now, they could be correct. They could be right on the money with that. They could be individualizing to save their own necks because they think, you know, they're going to be going down in the next election. I don't know. But we're not moving forward with health care. Now, I apologize. Now, one thing that I'm not sure of, which I know I've brought this up on the show before, and it may not relate to what you or I are dealing with, but whenever something in my life just doesn't go through and doesn't move forward, and it's like over and over again, and you just hit your head on the wall, and you just can't make it happen. In Judaism, we use the term beshert, meaning kind of meant to be or not meant to be. And I can't tell you how many times in my life I tried to make a relationship work, or I wanted to live in a certain city, or I wanted to get into a certain program. But that wasn't God's plan. Man dinks and God lakes. Man works, God laughs. God's plan for me was to be X, Y, and Z and with X, Y, and Z. And so, well, maybe just X. Okay, I'm not supposed to be with, you know, three people, right? And so, when I see this, going through my own experiences, I'm like, there's a reason for this. And it's not just political mayhem. Something is supposed to happen that is not going to happen if this is the path it goes down, I guess. And so maybe a skinny repeal isn't beshert. Maybe that's not what's meant to be. Maybe something else is supposed to happen. Now, I'm afraid that that's something else that's supposed to happen is socialized medicine. But, or maybe what's supposed to happen is Obamacare is supposed to fail on its own. You know, and then the Democrats are supposed to want to work together. Now, there's a lot of discussion on, well, what's next? You know, Chuck Schumer said the Democrats want to help. They want to work together. The reason why that's not a very, very popular next move is because Republicans want Obamacare completely demolished and no trace of it in our future. Right? Republicans want to erase the last 8 years of the Obama presidencies. And a lot of the people that voted the Republicans in want to do the same. We have to cut our losses and go, look, it's okay. Obama was president. Can't change that. Obama made policies. He made the policy of Obamacare. That's what we have. That's what people want. Now, why we have to take care of it is, number one, is, you know, we don't have access. Not the access we need. Having $12,000 deductibles is no access. Okay, that just means you have to come out of pocket $12,000 before your insurance kicks in. Then you're paying $1,200 in premiums. It's ridiculous. So that, for middle-class America, that is ridiculous. Not going to work. But if the people voting for Obamacare and voting Democrat are benefiting from Obamacare, okay, that's something to take into account. Now, are they benefiting because they don't mind about the $12,000 deductibles? Or is it that they don't have to suffer with the $12,000 deductibles and they get to benefit from the subsidies? So they're getting health insurance for $200-$300 a month and they're loving it. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I don't blame you. Vote for a Democrat. Vote for Obamacare. I mean, if you are benefiting from the subsidies, I don't blame you. The only thing is the rest of us are going to want the subsidies too. The rest of us are going to need the subsidies. And somebody in Washington has to decide what is financially realistic. Somebody has to decide, how we're going to pay for this. Because the average middle-income American cannot handle these high premiums. So at this point, they're about to go on recess. I say go. It's not like, Congress is doing anything at this point. I say when they do come back, really concentrate on tax reform. We don't have control of the House and Senate. We don't have control in terms of the GOP. We don't. And so any media soundbite saying, well, gosh, Trump has all this control in the House and Senate. Yeah, he probably is in a better position than Obama was in his last 6 years. But, no. In order to get something done, we're going to have to work together. And unfortunately, and I know this kills a lot of us, that may be allowing Obamacare to still be the law of the land. But this is an absolute mess. And personally, I think I'd like them all to go on vacation. Just go. Take a vacation. Take a breather. I don't care. Do what you need to do in your hometowns. But obviously, you didn't make, moves and you didn't, move forward with what you needed to. So, what they could do from a political standpoint and from an election standpoint is tell people, look, we weren't able to move forward. If you guys like Obamacare, then vote for, these senators, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or whatever. But if you do want, change, then you're going to have to vote more people into the Senate. And that's the way elections work. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's just very, very frustrating, there is a lot of anger and, people need relief and I don't know what the answer is. One answer is we'll allow more people to benefit from the subsidies, but if we don't have the money coming in, it's not going to work. And these employer mandates, well, you see what employers are doing. If an employer has to buy health insurance for a full-time employee, they're going to hire more part-time. So for those of you that like part-time work, you're going to get part-time work. There's going to be a lot more part-time work. But for those of you that, I want a full-time job and it's frustrating. But that's what politics is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A man was diagnosed with Zika, and it's the first infection transmitted from a local mosquito in Texas. The man from Rio Grande Valley did not travel to other states or countries prior to his diagnosis. According to Texas Health and Human Services, he was tested and is not at risk of transmitting the disease to other mosquitoes. Well, that's a problem. You have Zika, now a mosquito bites you, and then it could take your Zika to somebody else. However, he could expose people with sex. They say thousands of Zika tests have been done since a DSHS recommendation in April, expanding testing to pregnant women and people with Zika symptoms in 6 South Texas counties. Now, Brownsville, in November and December 2015, had 6 locally transmitted cases of Zika. And as you remember, Zika is pretty scary. It causes neurological deficits, microcephaly, abnormally small head. We had 5,000 cases in the U.S., 224 local. But luckily not to the degree that Colombia and Brazil had. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm assuming
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Fox News had an article, it was very interesting, 7 diseases you could get from your pet. So Fido or Fluffy can make you sick. Now, we got 6 pets, so if we're not counting fish, then we're probably counting 26. I don't know how many fish we got. We got a lot of pets. And the newest of our pet, Uzi, she likes to kiss our mouth. And the cats don't like to lick the mouth too much. You know, sometimes they will in our sleep, you know, when they want to eat or something. But the dogs are really big with mouth kissing. And they say these are some things you got to watch out for. So, number one, salmonella. You could get salmonella from your pet. Now, we've talked about salmonella. It's a type of bacteria we get with undercooked meats, washing your chicken and spraying the dirty contaminated water all over the kitchen when you're trying to clean off the raw chicken, can spread salmonella, not cleaning your workstation. But they say animals might contract it. They may appear healthy, but then pass it into their poo-poo. Then they could contaminate the fur. So when you come up to your dog, and you're like, and you stick your head in their fur, and you get your face all in the fur, you can get salmonella. So they say, wash your hands thoroughly, especially after coming into contact with animal feces, and wash your dog after your dog goes outside. Ringworm. Now, ringworm is a fungal infection. And we get ringworm from locker rooms and gyms, etc. We can also get it from our pets. So ringworm is this, like, patch, this circular patch that has a ring, kind of a reddish ring, that's darker on the outside than the center of it. It could itch. It could be scaly. Sometimes, you know, it could ooze a little bit. But that's ringworm, and you could get that from your animals. So sometimes ringworm will make animals go bald in certain parts. Usually the ringworm is good, you know, we could, you know, use topical treatments to take care of it. But you definitely don't want to get ringworm, and it could take weeks to go away. Cat scratch disease. According to the CDC, 40% of cats carry the bacteria that caused the infection at some point in their lives. 40%. All right? So I got 4 cats. So 40%, that's less than 2 of them. So when they bite and they scratch and then they make, you know how a cat will bite you? They'll play. So you're playing, you know, with the kitty cat, you're doing reptile-me, and you're doing a little tickle-dummy, and then it, like, will bite, and then it'll lick what it bit. That's if you get cat scratch. They say, so sometime after the cat scratch, you'll see a wound puff up and turn red. You could also have mild flu-like symptoms. They say to prevent infection, do not engage in play with your cat that may result in a scratch or a bite. Okay, no. That cat bites no matter what. I'm watching TV, and it comes up next to you, and it just sits there and bites your fingers. It just wants to sit there and chew on your fingers. So they say take measures to get rid of any fleas on your cat. Wash any scratches that do occur with warm soap and water. Now, we forget about Lyme disease. We could get Lyme disease from our cats. They say you could contract Lyme disease from the ticks that live on your household pets. These ticks get picked up during your pet's outdoor exercise. They may hide in the fur. If you do not contract Lyme disease, or if you do, you may have no symptoms. Or you could get this rash that kind of looks like a bullseye rash on your skin. You could get some muscle and joint pain, fever, etc. Ticks on your body are a bad thing. And now we do a prophylactic doxycycline, 200 milligrams times one, or 100 milligrams in one shot orally. For those that have a tick that they think is from a deer tick, that could be possibly, transmitting Lyme disease. So you want to avoid taking your pets to these thick, grassy areas, especially in the spring and summer. When coming indoors, check for ticks on yourself and your pet and remove them immediately. They say you could kill them by wrapping them in plastic, not your pet, but the ticks. But yeah, ticks that are on your pets and they come in. And then they want, you know, rub tushy or scrub tummy or whatever they like, and then you get the tick on you. Now, worms. You could contract worms from your pet. According to Fox News, they say you want to make sure that your pets are up to date on all deworming procedures as well as shots and flea control. The worms live inside the GI tract as a parasite, then their larvae get passed into the pet's feces. So humans will contract worms from their pets by walking outside barefoot. Now, I do that all the time. I walk outside barefoot. I go, did you do your pee-pee? Did you do your poo-poo? And then I step on old poop, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You're supposed to go poo-poo at the side. And then you poo-poo here, and I step on your poo-poo. But if I have a cut on the bottom of my foot, now I could get that parasite. They break through the skin undetected, or you ingest it from contamination of the hands. And so they think that human infections are about 100 million, in the hundreds of millions globally. U.S., it has reduced, but in other countries, even worse. And toxoplasmosis. For those of us that have kitty cats, it's another parasite, toxoplasmosis, could cause mild flu symptoms. But if you're pregnant and you get toxo, that could really, really hurt the baby. So you have to clean your cat litter daily, evenly use gloves, and avoid direct contact. I don't even wear a mask because I like to breathe that stuff in. Wash your hands thoroughly after gardening. If you're pregnant, somebody else has to clean up the poopoo box. And then, of course, rabies. Our pets can give us rabies. This is a virus that infects the central nervous system of animals and then humans, and it's ultimately fatal. There are rabies vaccines, and your pet should get the rabies vaccine, and some people that work with pets should get them. And, you know, we love our animals, and Dr. Manny Alvarez writes this article, and I love my animals, but I really don't want them to get me sick, because if I'm sick, I can't take care of my animal. And just, you know, our idea of love with the animal, like the way we snuggle with a human, doesn't mean that's safe for us to snuggle that way with our pet. Now, you know how they say you can't, you know, teach an old dog new tricks? Well, this article from drugs.com asks that dogs can teach doctors new tricks. They say your canine companion may be able to help us fight eczema. There's a skin specialist that says dogs can offer valuable insight. They say dermatologists, veterinarians, and scientists can learn a lot from one another. And they say there's been significant research into developing systemic and immune-based treatments for eczema in dogs. Now, eczema, a lot of us suffer with. Sometimes when the weather changes or if we wash our hands too much or whatever, our skin gets itchy. And it gets flaky and crackly, etc. And when that happens, we sometimes make it worse by scratching it. Sometimes we have to use steroids. Sometimes we have to use UV light. But eczema could be so bad that people have to miss work. Well, they say that they're developing these treatments in dogs and that they may be able to use what they're doing to dogs on people. So, yeah, dogs could teach us something, but other than that, they're really not, you know, helping me with a lot of what I really need them to do, like poo-poo outside or pee-pee outside. All right, so women who take drugs will lose their maternal instinct, according to an this is a very interesting study. Researchers from Baylor College of Medicine at the University of Iowa warn that moms that are, you know, addicted to drugs or using drugs will not have their maternal instinct for their baby. The team of obstetricians analyzed MRI scans of 36 mothers who suffered from substance use disorders. They videotaped them interacting with their infants at 5 months old. Compared to healthy groups, these moms experienced a much weaker emotional response to their baby's smiling faces. So when baby smiles, you're supposed to go, oh, it's a baby, baby. You know, have your big smile or whatever. No, these moms are like, oh, you know, a little bit more stoic. And you would think somebody that would, you know, have been a drug user, more active drug user, would have more mood swings and more demonstrative octaves displaying when it comes to emotion. But they're saying no. Lead author Dr. Soya Kim, assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Baylor, said all 36 of the mothers found their children less intrinsically rewarding and more stress-provoking than other mothers. They say, unlike many mothers who find engaging with their infants to be uniquely rewarding and gratifying, mothers with addictions, even if they're not actively using, may be able to may be less able to respond appropriately. And remember, your kids pick up on this. So if kids make mommy happy, they're happy. Interesting study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7. That's all.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.